Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another live in-studio performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. I'm John Schaefer. The Odyssey is a funk, rock, hip-hop duo comprised of bass player and singer KJ, who has appeared in our studio in the past with the psychedelic salsa band La Mecánica Popular, and DJ Johnny Juice, best known for his work with Public Enemy. They're preparing to release their debut record later this summer. Public Enemy's Chuck D is among the many guests. Today, the band is going to give us a hint of what's to come. Here is The Odyssey playing their current single, Bang Bang.
The Minister Farrakhan, cause a brother like me said, well, cause my records they all still sell. Well, now they got me in a cell, but it's the whack that Johnny Juice spun. 2020 never had a gun. 5-0 said freeze, and I got numb. Public Enemy number one, still uncannibal. The rhyme animal, back is the incredible. Once again, what a brother know. Death row, how low can you go? Face.
That is The Odyssey, live in our studio with a song called Bang Bang. That is their current single. And a version of it is floating around on the internet that features Chuck D doing the verse that you just heard Johnny Juice doing here in the studio while he was doing his turntablism, and KJ singing and playing the five-string electric bass. It's great to have you guys here. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John. It's great to be
Thank
here.
You.
So, KJ, you've been here before with, as I mentioned, La Mecánica Popular.
Yes, sir.
Rather a different sound for the Odyssey. Tell me how this duo came together.
Well, interestingly enough, I met Juice through a tech startup that I was running for a while when I just sort of dropped out of the music business. Juice was one of the endorsers. It was called Rain Computers, and we made audio and video workstations. I had just, you know, completely burned out of the biz and wanted to get away for a while, and this seemed like an interesting thing to do. And turns out that Johnny Juice needed a computer, and when Johnny Juice needs a computer, you give him a computer. So we hooked up there and sort of just kept a friendship going over the years. And a little while ago, I decided to put a project together and asked Juice to do a little bit of scratching on a tune that I had done. It snowballed from there. He started sending me beats. I started sending him back, lyrics and melodies and bass parts. And, all of a sudden, we have this record.
And so, Johnny, were you responsible for bringing Chuck D into the proceedings for that song, for Bang Bang?
Yeah, pretty much.
So you guys go back a really long way, don't you?
Back into the mid-80s, when I first moved to Long Island. Mm-hmm. I was in a little-known rap group called the Bum Rush Crew with two MCs called MC Chiloski and KBMC. And Chuck was part of a group called Spectrum City. They were radio personalities, and they were also a live DJ production company and mobile DJs. And they were looking for rappers and DJs to kind of create like some management situation.
Yeah.
So I went up there with KBMC because Chiloski was visiting family in Brooklyn, and I won the DJ competition. So I got down with their little camp, and then eventually Public Enemy came out of that, and the group I was signed with was called Kings of Pressure on Next Plateau. And then Chuck found uses for KBMC and Chiloski. He changed their names. He didn't like them. So KBMC became Charlie Brown, and Chiloski became Busta Rhymes, and they became Leader of the New School. So.
Yep.
So we all became part of this big happy family of MCs and DJs. And
so now, how is it when Chuck writes a verse and records it for you, and then you find that you have to step into that role when the two of you are playing live?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've been asked before, what's it like working with Chuck D? Well, keep in mind, when I first started working with Chuck D, he wasn't quote unquote Chuck D.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so there was a lot of those weird takes in the studio, and back in the day, Chuck is extremely professional. He's older than I was, and he started late as far as mm-hmm. rappers are concerned. He was already in his mid-20s when he first released his first record. But as he was learning in the business, he would turn around and teach me immediately, like, you know, within the next day or so. This is what I learned the other day, and we kind of grew up on that. And at this point, you know, I've been in the studio with him so much, helping co-write as well as him. He co-produces, so me rhyming his lyrics is, he got on the turntables one night when we was on tour in 2012, and when I was doing a show with Dinko from Leaves of the New School, and Chuck's back there rocking it, and they're like, wait a minute, is that Chuck D in the turntables? And he wasn't supposed to be, but he just felt like getting on there. So we're interchangeable at this particular point.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, maybe not the fans, but
So KJ, where does the name The Odyssey and the spelling ODDYSY come from?
Well, it came out completely by accident. I was watching Spinal Tap. And,
of course you were.
Of course. And sometime towards the end, he said something about, we're not going to do a freeform jazz odyssey in front of a festival crowd. And I loved the idea of just the ridiculousness of that. I mean, I'm a huge Christopher Guest fan. So I wrote down freeform jazz odyssey. I don't even know if that's actually what he says. But it was part of a list that I made up of possible names. And, art is about editing, so I edited mm-hmm. it down, and it just became Odyssey. The odd part, I mean, I wanted a unique spelling, but it turned out to be vaguely prescient, because we are just the epitome of the odd couple.
Yeah.
You know, we are Oscar and Felix. We're nothing alike. We look nothing alike. We sound nothing alike. We play nothing alike.
And yet,
but somehow it sort of just works.
Yeah. So we heard Bang Bang, and there is a video of Bang Bang coming.
Right.
With Chuck D.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a couple of other videos you guys have recorded. We heard a little bit of your song Alone when the segment started, and you recorded that in the subway, right?
Yeah, so I've had a long-standing relationship with an actor named Otto Asando, and he's a great actor. He's in the new X-Men movie that's coming out. He's on The Code on CBS at the moment, Monday nights, and we've just been, you know, hanging out forever, and he decided he wanted to put together a production company and start, you know, producing and directing, and so we got together and did a bunch of silly little videos and put them on YouTube, and eventually that led to Alone, which was our first actual production. Mm-hmm. And then that grew into the video for Bang Bang, which became a much more serious thing. I mean, you know, a whole crew. Hunter College was nice enough to give us their second floor for, you know, for an entire day that we turned into a post-apocalyptic sort of nightmare scenario. And it's going to be really, it's going to be very, very cool. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So there is a full-length record coming later this summer, which we can talk about. But the song you're going to do next, this will be the next single. Is that right?
That's right. Rage of Love.
And so will there be guest turns on this song as well?
This song is just us, actually. We have, I think the record is going to be, what, 14, 15 songs? I think fully half of them have a guest artist, a featured artist on them. This just happens not to be one of them.
Johnny, who are some of the other people who come and go on the record?
Well, we got Charlie Brown and Dinko D from Leaders of the New School. We have NY Oil, formerly Cool Kim of the UMCs. We have Garrett Scheider, our guitar player and singer for Parliament Funkadelic. We have Milo and the Dance, who's going to be getting on, also Leaders of the New School.
That's right.
Of course, we have Chuck.
Oh, DMC.
We have DMC from Run DMC on Trust in Me. And we also have some other guests that are maybe not as known to the populace, but they're incredible musicians as well, like Neil Faison, who played guitar on the last song, and also some my sax player, Jeff Shelloff, and a bunch of other people that contributed greatly to the album.
But this one is just the two of you,
it's
right?
Just the two of us.
All right. Let's hear a song called Rage of Love. It's a live performance here in our new sound studio on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast by the duo called The Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
Rage on, love me, I'm tonight.
That is Rage of Love, a new song from the duo The Odyssey. Once again, KJ singing and playing the five-string electric bass. DJ Johnny Juice also singing and handling the synthesizer and the digital turntables. Both voices obviously heavily affected in that song. So that will be the next single.
That's right.
Leading up to the album called, I want to make sure I get this right, You Must Be Just Don't Know Who I Is.
That is exactly
somewhere
right.
An English teacher's head just exploded.
Or all of them.
So what is that title? Where does that come from?
Juice, it's all you, baby.
Well, I was working with an artist from South Carolina named Swagger back about maybe, had to be over 10 years ago. And we were working on a song, and we made this like a real doo-wop-y, like Shy Light-ish type of song, but it was very tongue-in-cheek. Basically, the song was about him saying, oh, you know, here's my CD and the girl doesn't want it. And he's like, what, man, you must be, don't, you know. Instead of saying, man, you don't know who I am, he goes, you know, how are you going to pass up a chance like this, girl, for real? You must be just don't know who I is. And I stopped recording. I went back. I'm like, can you just say that one more time? Because, you know, I think maybe you messed that up. And he goes, well, you know, and he really had no idea that he said anything wrong. So I'm like, well, continue. So we did the whole song, and ever since then, I've been saying, you must be just don't know who I is. And it's funny, but that's the way, you know, that's the way he expresses it.
So did this Swagger song come out with that line left in like that?
We never released the record.
Okay.
But it will be floating in and out of the album and interludes, because it just has to.
We have to honor it.
We have to honor the song.
It's equally absurd that we didn't name the album that for any particular reason other than its absurdity. It doesn't really mean anything.
Okay.
But I love it.
Johnny, I mentioned, you know, that I used the term digital turntables because you no longer travel with, you know, two 33 and a third LP players and, you know, the mixer that goes between the two. I mean, it's a small CD-sized turntable thing is your primary instrument, so to speak.
It actually depends on the venue. Mm-hmm. I prefer still the two turntables and the mixer in between. And to be honest with you, my setup is actually a lot more robust. I have two Technique turntables. I have a mixer in the middle. I actually have a controller that looks like a drum machine for Ableton called a Push 2. I have my keyboard, I have foot pedals, and I have percussion on stage. But that's entirely too much for this segment.
Yeah.
So I can narrow it down to a controller for smaller gigs because, one, it's better for my back and my knees because I'm not a spring chicken. And two, the sound is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
You know.
And it seems like you guys really like that classic hip-hop scratching and sampling sound.
Yes. Well, you know, it keeps us grounded. I mean, there's only so far you can go into this futuristic sound without kind of keeping one foot at least firmly entrenched in where you came from. So, you know, KJ comes from a jazz background. I come from a hip-hop background. But I also enjoy jazz and rock, and I'm a salsa head. I'm a percussionist. KJ delves into all types of music, obviously. So that's where we have that little crossover, that little Venn diagram where everything is kind of mixed together. And you know, the technology is just a means to an end. So.
And KJ, I mean, as someone with jazz in your background, I mean, you know, growing up in the hip hop era, you could hear a lot of crate digging. You know, a lot of the DJs sort of finding these classic old jazz records and using those as, you know, the basis of new material.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't realize that people were crate digging for this stuff. I mean, I was just transcribing solos and, you know, trying to bend my mind and my fingers around something Coltrane did. You know, as it turns out, it formed the basis of a whole other type of music.
Yeah, yeah.
The irony is I bring up songs that he hasn't heard. In the jazz world, I'll bring songs to him, and he's like, well, I never heard that song. And I'm like, well, check it. Because those are often the discarded songs.
Right.
And hip-hop is about picking up what's been discarded and finding the refuge and things like that. So, as Chuck would say, the B-side wins again. So while that A-side was smashing the radio, that B-side, nobody listened to the B-side. That's the side we took. You know,
that's where you found the breaks.
We found the breaks. Yeah. It's always the B-sides. I mean, Free to Pain, Band of Gold, love the song, but you know, Unhooked Generation is the one that was sampled. You know, so got to flip the song. You got to flip the record over, man.
Which you can't do with the gear in front of you, I'm afraid. But
well, that's why I still keep them. You know,
that's why I still keep the turntables.
I still keep the turntables and my 70,000 pieces of vinyl, and I go through them, you know, as much as I can. You know, not necessarily to sample anymore. Yeah. Because now we make songs that you could kind of sample. Mm. You know, some of the songs do have samples on them. Rage of Love has a sample on them. But
well, Bang Bang seemed to have...
Bang Bang had pieces.
Yeah.
But Alone has none, even though it sounds like it does. Mm. You know, Ghost doesn't have any, even though it sounds like it does. So that's another thing. I've learned to make songs sound like they have samples so I can keep that vibe. But, you know... For things like licensing for TV like that, they frown upon that. So
yeah. All right. So you mentioned Ghost, which is the song you guys are going to do next.
Right.
So how does a song like this begin? Does Johnny, KJ, does he send you beats and then you write over it?
Or? Yeah, I mean, that's the way a lot of this record began. Juice putting beats in. I mean, this whole record was made on Dropbox, basically, between our home studios. So he would just, we literally have a folder called Beats. Juice will put something new in it. I'll listen to it over and over again and wait for something to happen, you know, some sort of inspiration. And finally, I find a melody and some lyrics. I put down a bass part. I send it back to him. And then it's this process of, you know, hey, I put a new version in Dropbox. Take a listen. Add something. Take something away. Tell me you hate it. Tell me you love it. That's how this whole record came together.
All right. Well, let's hear another excerpt from it. The album's not out yet, but we're getting a chance to... get a bit of a preview of the Odyssey's forthcoming record, which you'll recall is called You Must Be Just Don't Know Who I Is, and this song is called Ghost.
I still want you, baby. Do you want me to?
Once again, The Odyssey, live in our studio with a song called Ghost. KJ and DJ Johnny Juice. And Johnny, you're right, that really does sound like you took a whole pile of samples and, you know, made something new out of it. But as you were saying before, no samples, right? That's all you.
A lot of the things, especially the electronica sounds, came from, you know, a mixture of stock sounds inside Ableton or whatever, and they were altered and, you know, and obviously, you know, manipulated to a certain extent. And then, you know, some of the horn parts, that was from an old song I did a long time ago with a band, and I took the pieces and I detuned them and I made them into something to scratch in. And, you know, and I think the vocal sample is the only thing I scratched in is actually from an old record. But other than that, everything else, it comes from a machine, so... Yeah. This is one of the more electronica sounding songs on the album. So it's very hard to kind of place a genre on the album. I like to tell KG that we committed genrecide a long time ago. So depending on the song you're listening to, it could be a hip-hop song. There's some songs that are very pop sounding. This one's very electronica sounding. There's some jazz sounding songs. Trust in Me has a real dope funk groove. So depending on the song you're listening to and you know what time of day and what you've been taking, it depends on how you feel.
So. And of course, Bang Bang KJ is a protest song, and
very much so. Yeah.
Now the two of you have been doing a kind of monthly residency at Nurse Betty here in New York.
That's right. Yeah. So
little, first Monday of each month.
First
so
Monday each month.
July 1st.
Yeah.
So when you guys play at Nurse Betty, is it this setup or Johnny? Do you have the two turntables and the mixer?
Well, actually, the first gig I did at Nurse Betty, I bought my turntables and everything, and it literally took up the whole stage.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was on the stage. KJ was in the front of the stage.
And she's standing on the floor.
He's standing on the floor, and it. My setup literally took the whole stage up.
So you would have been about the same height then.
Right, exactly. There was no mistake about it.
Well, I'm Jack and he's the Beanstalk. So.
Really looking forward to hearing the full record when it comes out later this summer. Next up is the release of Rage of Love is the next single, right?
Yeah, the Rage of Love and the video for Bang Bang. They'll probably drop somewhere around the same point.
All right. KJ, DJ Johnny Juice, they are The Odyssey. Great to have you guys here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.